Until showtime.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Radio Chat with Danielle. It used to be called New U City Chat, but we're going in a whole new direction. So I actually just realized I haven't thought of a new name for my show, but maybe that's something we'll work on later and I'll ask you guys for your help. But in the meantime, let's circle it back to me. You're on the radio. You're with me. I'm Danielle Mercurio, your host for this evening. Hopefully you've been on a show with me before. If this is your first time listening, then welcome. I am so glad you are on with me. I'm seeing the numbers lining up right now. People are so excited. They are with us. This is amazing. I love seeing you all streaming in to this amazing broadcast that you are about to be a part of. A little bit about me. I am an intuitive coach and astrologist here in Manhattan. I really love to use my cosmic tools, the gifts that we have been given, to help others. And sometimes that's bringing in astrology, tarot reading, guided meditations, coming right down to intuitive nature and bringing that into my coaching so that I can help you find another way, so that I can help you not have to feel so stuck, not have to feel like the decisions you made were wrong and there isn't a way out, but that there can be more. There can be another side. There can be a way to trust again. And it's my goal on this journey and my passion and my mission to really help people remove that stuckness and see another way and in turn, ultimately, find their happiness, find their truth, find that maybe all the things that they are worrying so much about or maybe all the things that they wanted so badly, at the end of the day, actually don't really matter if you can just be happy. Because that's all we really want. We just want to be loved. We want to receive it. We want to feel it. We want to give it. Just love. And so if I can help be a tool for that, then that's kind of the best thing ever. And another tool that I have is this radio show and the amazing guests that we are going to, that I get to bring on, and the amazing guest that I have tonight, which I'll be introducing shortly. You are going to adore her. She is just, so good. I love her. So as I mentioned, Danielle Mercurio, your host for tonight, there are a couple ways that you can interact with us. So there is a chat room. If you're listening via the computer, we have a chat room. I just sent a little message on there now. You are welcome to bring in your comments, add in your questions. If you have something you want to share and you want us to know, feel free to put it in there. And the great thing about the chat room is that it's completely anonymous. So you don't have to feel like you're asking a silly question, though I don't believe in silly questions, because most of the time, the questions that you are feeling most shy about asking are typically the one that everybody else is running through their head too. And there's this collective sense of relief when the person actually asks it. So don't be afraid to ask what's on your mind. Don't feel uncomfortable with the fact that you don't know. It's good that you don't know, because by asking, then you're going to find the answer. So I really just want everyone to be curious tonight, to be open, to see what it is that you might learn tonight. And let your ego kind of take a back seat. A lot of times during these types of broadcasts or these shows, we may be listening to the host or the guest or the expert, and we might find our ego starting to run off saying, oh, well, I know that, or I do that already, it doesn't work, or yeah, I could have said that. Yeah, sure, maybe you could have. But at the same time, your soul brought you to this broadcast right now, and it's inviting you to just be open. Maybe you do know some of what we're going to talk about. Maybe you need to hear it in a different way. Maybe you just need to be reminded of it. Or maybe it will be something that is completely new to you. And that's exciting. And it's something that you can take away to help you, to better serve you. So I hope everyone's doing really great. I feel like it. Everyone is. I'm feeling this really amazing energy and this just this magnetizing effect coming through with everyone that I'm seeing listening right now. And I'm feeling really good too. I just completed a really amazing chapter. For those of you that have been listening to my show, I've had it for almost, oh my goodness, it'll be 2 years in July now. I took a little bit of a hiatus the past couple months. Partly was because of scheduling issues. But the other part was I realized that I actually needed the space. I had just completed this weekend my Kundalini yoga teacher training, and it had been a 200-hour training process. In addition to classes, homework, going to tantric programs, there was just so much involved, daily meditation, on top of doing this work full-time. And I realized that I wasn't making enough space for myself, and so the difficulty I was having in getting this radio show kind of up and running and moving along was really just life's way of saying, you don't need this right now. It's going to come back in the spring. Everything's going to be blossoming. People are going to be ready for it, and so will you. And so I invite you to honor the moments of space in your life. Honor the opportunities that don't seem to be working out, because maybe it means that it's just not the right time. And it doesn't mean that it's not going to come back, but it's okay to take a break. And it's okay to acknowledge that you may have a lot going on, and that's okay, because it will clear, it will pass, and more will come. Okay. And I don't really know where I was going with that, but I just wanted to bring that up. And also just say that I'm really proud of my accomplishments with the Kundalini training. It was intense. I've been doing it since October. Beautiful experience. I encourage all of you to check it out. However, at the same time, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I am proud. Okay, so now we're going to get into tonight's guest, who is the divine Emily Ubabe. Oh my gosh, it's not Ubabe. She's going to correct me on how to say it. I can say it in my head, but I can't seem to say it out loud. So I'm going to have her correct me when she comes on. So she is a total rock star. I met her almost a year ago now, but I met her prior to that. I actually had stumbled upon her account on Instagram, which I actually don't do that much kind of Instagram stalking. I'm more into getting my message out, like communicating with the people that really are jiving with what it is that I'm posting and kind of engaging that community. That's usually my intent. That's where I get the most passion out of it. But I like to explore too, right? And I remember stumbling across her page, and I just remember being really curious about her. And I actually like took the time to like look through all of her photos, which again, is not something I normally do, but I was like scrolling through, and there was just something. I was like, she's just a really cool girl. Like, she seems really fun. I really like her mission. She seems young, and yet she's accomplishing so much. Seems like she's working on a book, and she's really into, you know, Gabby Bernstein, who is a beautiful mentor of mine. And I just thought she seemed like a really cool gal. And then come summer, I think it was maybe a year ago, I stumbled upon her. And then this past summer, I found out that she was doing a Spirit Junkie Masterclass with Gabby, as I was doing in the fall. And it was just really interesting to see like the face of someone that I kind of remember admiring or recognizing at one point, then coming through. And we connected through there. And she gave me, I don't even know if she knows this, but she gave me my very first angel card reading, which is really crazy because I'm now an angel card reader myself. And I've always connected with my angels. I've always been into tarot cards and astrology. But for some reason, I didn't realize you could use angel cards to do readings. It just never occurred to me. And so when Emily was offering this, I like jumped at the opportunity. I was like, oh my God, this is like the coolest thing ever. I get to connect with like someone else who's going to tell me more about my angels, more advice, more wisdom, more guidance. I just like couldn't wait. I was so excited. And it was a magical time, you know, getting to sit down and do this work with her. We Skyped and she was so divine. And everything that was coming through was just so on point, so just said in such a direct but really loving way, which I appreciate because I feel that I have a similar style to that. And it really set the tone for me for a lot of things and gave me a lot of guidance and clarity over these past few months as to the direction that I needed to go. And honestly, that reading we had was really building up into the spring. And now looking back and seeing everything and seeing how it all came true, just that she had advised, is just so spectacular. And how I've been bringing it into my own work as well. And something really cool kind of happens. We have a lot of similar clients just because of our community. And we don't really discuss our clients. Like, we both are very like strict about confidentiality. Like, that is not something that like we go behind the scenes and like, you know, riff about. However, there are so many times where I'll have a client come to me and they'll be like, oh my goodness, like Emily, like she totally just said like the same thing. Or it's like, I feel like I started with Emily and then I ended up with you and she's mentioned the same thing. So we clearly have this like communicative vibe, and we're able to really intuitively work off of each other without even realizing it. So we definitely have a special bond. She's a beautiful soul, and I need to just bring her on the show so you guys can listen and talk with this amazing girl. So Emily, she is an author. She wrote the book Love Before Fear. She's also a life coach and the founder of the online mental health organization Anxiety Free Community. She divides her time between her studies in psychology, working with clients worldwide, and talking about mental health issues and recovery at high schools and universities. Emily, welcome to the show.
Hello, I am so excited. I've been smiling this whole time listening to you. You're doing so divinely well. I didn't know you stalked me on Instagram, which I love. I had never heard that story. So I've been smiling this
all the truth is coming out now.
I love it. I'm so glad we get to do this tonight. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I'm excited. It's, you know, something ever since you came up with your book, I remember thinking like, oh, she would be amazing to have on the show. But I didn't really like actively pursue it. It was just kind of something in the back burner of my mind. And now here you are. And so there's something they said, you know, to just having an intuitive hit and then patiently waiting for it to unfold.
Oh, so good. That's so true. Wow.
Yeah. I love it. So before we begin, too, I forgot to mention to everyone that's listening, if you're listening and throughout the show you have a question and there's a moment where it works, hit one on your phone and I will put you on the air with us and you can ask a question if you're looking for some guidance, if you just want to give us your feedback. We love it. So hit one to do that. If you're listening online, the number to call in to do that is 646-716-9397. And again, hit one to let us know that you want to talk or participate in the chat room. Okay, so Emily, I want to talk a little bit more about you. So you have accomplished so much at such a young age. You have a book. You have a whole freaking online community. You're a life coach. You're in school for psychology. You're an intuitive healer. You have so much that you have gotten into. You've really followed your passions. And I'm really, honestly, and I'm sure so many people are, so amazed that you've been able to do so much at your age, and you've been able to have such an awakening at the time of your life that you did, and then you actively did something about it. So like, what brought you to the space where you are now? What fueled you to get so active with everything that you're doing?
Wow. Well, thank you for that little intro. That's amazing. You're making me feel so good. But you know what? The reason that I've had such an awakening at a young age and through my teen years is because I have honestly lived a great amount of struggle that didn't really give me a choice as to, you know, should I just keep living my life kind of like in a mediocre kind of way, or should I just die, or should I live, right, and kind of pursue my passions and make it worthwhile. So honestly, I say that I had the awakening because I was brought to my knees very early on. And it was either, you know, I picked myself up, I follow my passions, hopefully I inspire people along the way, and I just live a great life, or I would just have given up. So honestly, I had two choices, and I chose to stay here and to awaken and to hopefully inspire many, many people with my story.
Yeah, which is just so commendable. And I so agree that we really do have, it just comes down to two choices. You can stress and you can freak out and you can agonize and you can make that your life, or you can do the opposite, which is really scary too, and you can just trust and you can take that path and see what happens. And the beautiful thing is when you just trust, and while it can be scary and unknown and uncomfortable, you really do inspire along the way because you're doing something so vastly different than everybody else.
Right. I think that also a lot of my anxiety came from not following my heart. So I do experience a lot of anxiety or of depression as soon as I'm misaligned with my purpose. So yes, I do have like common anxiety and fear and all of that, but when I'm on the wrong path, you know, according to, you know, my divine life mission, I will feel it with anxiety and with depression. So I will have no choice but to change what I'm doing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then everything just kind of filters in that fashion. Like everything kind of recalibrates.
Yes, exactly. And really following your purpose for me is almost vital. And that's what I tell everyone. You will get out of any type of illness if you follow your purpose, right? I truly, truly believe that. Sometimes illnesses, they're there and they're part of our purpose or our mission. But to kind of also coexist with any types of illnesses, whether it's anxiety or if it's cancer or whatever it may be, it is part of either your purpose or it's there to redirect you to your purpose. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Total sense. I love that. So a theme of our show tonight is this idea of spirituality as our saving grace. So
yeah.
Do you feel like, how does spirituality really play the part in you just being like, okay, I have no choice. I am literally on my knees here. Like, I can't do this anymore. I'm sure it has to be more than just the mental choice of, okay, let me pick another way. There was a spiritual influence. Tell us more about that.
Yes, totally. So for me, a spiritual practice basically just means taking away fear. So while you take away fear, you're able to trust, right? So that's why spiritual practice is so important to absolutely everybody on the planet, because we all need to trust more, right? So spirituality as a saving grace for me is the story of my life, essentially, right? Because what saved me was trusting and interacting with a higher power, with a higher energy that, you know, is willing to kick it with me the entire time, right? So I grew up with a mom who's a medium, and I was always very, you know, exposed to spirituality. But, you know, as we do in high school, we kind of push that down. But I would always secretly, like, still be a little bit spiritual. Like, I would go away for Reiki training weekends and not tell anybody. And I always had spirituality very, very close to my heart. But when it came down to, you know, how does one get out of a crisis that has to do with mental health, I think it's very, very important to have the spirituality, because it acts as a saving grace, because it takes away your fear. So the fear, you know, that's why I named my book Love Before Fear. If we pick fear first, we're going to suffer. If we pick love first, we're not going to suffer. So that's why the idea behind Love Before Fear was kind of given birth to, because if you always, every single day, pick love before you pick fear, you're set. It sounds simple, but it's harder to do. But if you consciously commit to it, it will change your entire life. And that's a money back guarantee type thing that I assure.
I love that money back guarantee. Absolutely.
Sure.
I would love to receive that refund from the universe. Like, excuse me, this didn't work. And it's been 30 days. I would like my check, please. They'll be like, no. But it's so true what you said. It's the commitment piece. And I think all of us could say, yes, this sounds really great. And we try it for a few days and it feels really good. And then something comes along our path, something shakes us up and it sets us off and we lose that commitment. Why does that happen so easily?
That's a great question. I think because it's easier to believe your ego. It is so much easier to believe your ego. the ego is in this world, unfortunately, more present than the inner guide. We're starting to awaken and starting to shift also. But I just feel as though we fall off because we listen to our ego first, right? But then we also forget to ask for help. And that's something that I tell all my clients, especially in angel card readings. You know, you can get what you want, right? You have to just get clear on that. You just have to ask for the help. You just have to step back, let go of control, and let a higher force help you, right? So we always have free will. Our free will determines, you know, what we're willing to accept, what we're willing to receive, what we're willing to, you know, adopt in our life, right? So I say the reason that we fall off so quickly is because we forget. We just forget that we have this band of angels behind us, or, you know, we've got the universe conspiring in our favor at all times. We've got God, we've got all the ascended masters, right? We've got so much positive energy forces behind us that, you know, there's no reason to fall off, but we still do simply because we forget, and it's easier to listen to our ego.
Yeah, it's so true. We forget, and I think we also have a problem with receiving. You know, it's
so
we have
true.
A problem with
that,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, why do you think that is? Like, why do you think, you know, even if we can get to the space of remembrance, then the next block seems to be, well, I can't receive because I don't deserve it, or I'm not worthy.
That's a big one, too. And that's something that I actually wrote a blog post on a couple of days ago. Just we think sometimes that we're ready to receive things. You think that we're ready for the $1 million, and you think we're ready for the ideal relationship, and you think we're ready for this and that and that. But then when it actually comes to the feeling of receiving, are we truly ready for that state, right? Because then the ego comes
right.
in. That's why I think we have a problem with receiving, because the ego comes in. So we're not worthy enough. We're not lovable enough. Maybe, you know, personally, like, my ego likes to play games with the thought that, you know, things aren't always going to be this good. You know, it can't always be this good. It's just a fluke cycle.
Right.
So the ego, we all have a different way that our ego, you know, tells us stories. But I honestly think because receiving entails connecting to your higher guide more than your ego, I think that's why we have such a resistance to it at times.
Yeah. I agree with that a lot. It's, you know, the ego in our spirit is, or in our own, like, inner guide, our soul, is very interesting, because as you start to progress and you get that clarity you were talking about, you get that clarity, you almost, I like to picture it, it's almost like a video game. You go up another level. And as you go up another level, you start to feel higher, but then your ego is going to catch up with you. And now you've got to work on that level, right?
Yeah.
And I go ahead.
No, you go ahead, my dear.
We could do this all day. All day. I'd be like, you, my darling. No, you. And the listeners are like, oh, this is weird.
That's fun.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. They're like, is this that meditation margarita thing Danielle does? Because they're like, But going back to what you said about everything is conspiring in our favor. And if you can really get in that notion, then you can allow yourself to receive. And also, a big thing that I find for people is that the clarity comes from action, right? If you're stuck and you're in your chair and you say, you know, I want to go to the other room, but you don't do anything about it, right? You're probably not going to get into the other room. But what you need to do is you need to, you know, stand up and start walking and see what happens. You know, if we stay stuck and we just say, show me, the universe has nothing to work with. God's like, and the angels are like, we want to help you, but by you not going out there and investigating and just moving a little bit, it's hard for us to show you what you need to know. And so a lot of the clarity that we're looking for comes from the actual motion that we create and the willingness to just try and see and explore and see what comes up. And when we do that, that's when, like you said, things start to work in our favor and we start to see the signs and we start to feel really good and we start to get into this flow. And then we develop the trust and we let that trust be the vessel that can kind of keep carrying us through and keep carrying us forward.
Mm, I love that. The example of the room is such a powerful one. It's so true. We have to actively participate in the creation of our dreams, right? And
right.
This is like one of my favorite quotes ever. It's a very simple one, but it's the quote of, you know, saying, what if I fall? And then the person kind of responds, but darling, what if you fly, right? So I always say there's a 50% chance that you fail. There's a 50% chance that you skyrocket and everything's beautiful. You know, you don't know when you're making the decision necessarily, right? But it's your decision in which force you're going to pay attention to, right? Where are you going to put your attention on? Basically, where you put your attention on is what you're expecting, right? And then what you expect is what you create. So it's beautiful if you just get to a place where you trust that it's always this or something better.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. You can just know that there's something better around the corner and like actively trust, actively participate. It's so true. And not see the failures as, oh my God, this didn't work for me. I guess I have to give up. But as a triumph to be like, okay, this is a sign. This is a clue from the universe that this wasn't for me. Not all signs are positive initially, right? Like something could not work out and you'd be like, I don't understand. I guess, you know, I asked for it. I didn't get the sign I wanted. But you've got a sign. There's no, in the universe, the signs are neutral. So if they give you a sign, it's a sign, and just recognize it for what it is. Even if it's perceived as negative, it's giving you the evidence that you need to try something different and to keep going. It's not a sign to say stop what you're doing. It's saying this isn't the right path. Why don't you try another one instead? Not why don't you give up, you know?
Yeah, I love that. And when you look back in retrospect, you can always see that the universe was always behind you because everything that happened will bring you to exactly where you need to be. So I always say, when you're in the eye of the storm, always remember that eventually you're going to get to a point where it all makes sense, right? So that is a huge piece to it too.
Yeah, I love that. Eventually you get to a point, I'm writing this down, where it all makes sense. So true.
Yeah.
Those are like the gems right there. When you can sit in that eye of the storm, as you said, and just like breathe, like exhale, and you're like, I get it. That's huge.
Yeah, there's a wonderful thing that Ali Katz says, you know Ali, right?
She was on my show in December.
Yeah, beautiful, right? She's a beautiful meditation teacher. And she says this exercise that like every exhale or every inhale or exhale basically is new decisions that you can take. What are you going to breathe in? What are you going to breathe out? So I love that thing. And, you know, it's always a conscious moment-to-moment decision that we take. We either strengthen our fate to love or we give the power to fear. So it's really up to us in every moment of every day, essentially.
Yes, yes. Oh, so true. And I love it. And that's where this whole, again, this idea of it's you are co-conspiring with the universe. You are co-aligning yourself with the universe. You have that sense of free will, and you also have this unlimited, infinite source of protection. And you can use them together to make these external forces part of what can work for you and part of your team. It's like I like to... You know, I think especially for us, Emily, because the work that we do, we're freelancers, right? Our clients come to us.
Right.
We kind of work for ourselves. We have our own business. So the universe is like our CEO. Like God is definitely like my boss. I have to check in with him, right? But like everyone can do that. Like everyone can like check in and be like, okay, like what do you want me to do today? Like what is it that I need to work on? And then you go out and you do it. And that's how you accomplish things. That's how you get what you want.
Totally. We are on the same page with that one. And we have the same boss. So
exactly. Yeah, we do. We have the same boss. We have to find out when the next holiday party is.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We've kind of taken a law of attraction turn. with this topic. So, which is great, because who doesn't love to attract things? So I'm going to take a quick break, though, so that we can talk about just, I just want to talk a little bit about Lexus Radio Network, some other shows that we have. And then we come back, I want to talk a little bit more. I was reading through your book again, and you give some really great ways to work with anxiety. And like you were talking a lot about the benefits of anxiety and some tips to work with it. So I want to talk about that a little bit once we come back.
Okay, let's do it. Perfect.
Awesome. All right. Well, as you probably have realized, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio, and this is the Life Coach Radio Network featured channel on the station. And in addition to my show, we offer a variety of shows with a whole plethora of hosts. We have, you know, we have life coaches, we have divorce coaches, we have career coaches, there's an adoption coach, we have other coaches that deal with spirituality, health, you name it. We have such a wide range, which is so amazing, and it gives you just a great resource to be like, okay, I want to listen to a podcast, I want to listen to a show, like, let me just go to Life Coach Radio Network, because I know that they have, like, a variety of things, and I can just pick and choose what I want. And the great thing, too, is that if you can't make a show live, they're all available as a recording afterwards, or you can find us on iTunes under Life Coach Radio Network. So give you a little bit of a sample. Tomorrow, our show on this station is at 1 p.m. Eastern time, and it's called Waves of Transition, Either Learn to Surf or Get Buried in the Sand. The description is, life is constantly in motion, and how you choose to deal with those waves of transition is entirely up to you. Your life is your choice. Your happiness is your choice. This is your time to learn how to conquer those waves, learn a new skill, and hang 10, dude. All right. So that show is coming up tomorrow at 1 p.m. Or I like to say instead of hang 10, you can hang Zen. But I won't take their title thunder. Okay. And another show we have coming up on Friday at 3 p.m., also on the Life Coach Radio Network, is called What's Authenticity and Where Can I Get Some? And the host is Tamara Causley Robinson. And her show is going to really just explore the idea of what actually is authenticity. What does it really mean? How can I define it for myself? And more importantly, how can I live in the most constant, authentic way? And she'll be joined by our other hosts, actually, Jan Yaffe and Caroline Bajin Dai, and they're all going to talk about this mystery around authenticity, what it means to them, and how you can tap into your own authentic soul. So we have a great variety, as you just heard. You can learn more on the lifecoachradionetworks.com. If you're listening and you're a coach, you're a light worker, you're a nutritionist, and you're looking to get your voice out there and want to join the network, definitely check out our website. It's www.lifecoachradionetworks.com, and you just may be the next host on the network. So we're bringing it back to our episode tonight, Spirituality as Your Saving Grace, with the gorgeous Emily, who I still want her to say her last name for me. We've been talking a lot about this idea of anxiety, our blocks, everything that kind of can get in the way of having the life that we want. And because of that, because when we're not following our purpose, because when we're not vibing with the cosmos in our true alignment, it creates anxiety, creates depression, it creates this stuckness. And so by using a spiritual practice, it can take away that sense of fear and it can replace it with love. And if you can make love your daily commitment, you'll start to realize that you can't go back. You know, you'll start to realize that your ego doesn't have as much power as you thought it had. And you'll start to see, as Emily said so well, that things can start conspiring in your favor. You can receive. You deserve to. Because when you're in a space of love, there's no doubt. There's no judgment. There's just an openness. And if something's given to you, you say thank you. And you keep going. So it's a really beautiful thing. And I know a lot of you are on the air right now with us listening, and you are welcome to join in the conversation in the second half. We'll take any callers' questions or comments. The number is 646-716-9397, and just hit 1 to let me know that you want to talk. I'm using a new system tonight, so
hopefully it's working and alerting me that you want to talk. If not, just you can do a little buzz in the chat room or post to the Facebook page, and I'll make sure that you get answered because I don't want to miss anybody. And feel free to tweet with us too. My handle is at New U City, and Emily's is Emily AUBE13 on Twitter. So feel free to play along with us. Okay, Emily, you are back on. Unmuting you now. Emily, are you there? Seems to be stalling. That is okay. Emily, you just let us know when you're on. I believe it's stalling out right now. That's okay. We were, before the call, actually asking Metatron, who is the archangel that helps with technology and just making sure that things run seamlessly, to help us out throughout the show. And he, like, totally, when we were talking, like, boosted Emily's voice, and she came in, like, super clear. It was really cool. He must be taking a break, though.
You know? Can you hear me now?
There she is. Yeah, okay. See, we just had to call him back into the room.
Yeah, he just went to play because it's the Archangel of Playfulness. He just got bored.
Oh, that's so funny. It's so funny. It's okay. All right, Metatron. Thank you, but we'd like you to stand point for the next half hour.
Yeah, look how instant that is, too. People listening, it's very instant. It's very, very, very cool. Okay, so let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so one of the things I wanted to read from your book, I really liked this piece of it because it's a really interesting spin, and I'm going to read right from the chapter. It's chapter 7, and you write, "It may be hard to believe, but anxiety can bring us benefits, such as desired attention, an excuse as to why we're not facing our problems, or a way to avoid our truth and our spirituality. A big part of healing yourself from anxiety is breaking up with your addiction and bad habits. Maybe you overeat and you blame it on the anxiety, or you use your anxiety to stay close to a person that is clearly toxic to you. You may actually be so used to anxiety that you become addicted to the feeling of anxiousness, and you don't feel safe or comfortable when you feel calm." And I thought that was just really like a great spin on it, because it's so true. When we're so deep in our anxieties, we use it to stall. We use it as an excuse. And when it's taken away from us, we actually feel really uncomfortable and we don't know what to do with ourselves. So I'd love to hear some of your tips around this and like the solutions that you found to help with these kind of problems.
Yeah, so a lot of the paragraph that you just read, I like to say that people who have, you know, anxiety disorder, I never disregard the fact that it's a disorder, right? But I do really believe that a lot of the time we actually become addicted to feeling anxious. It's not always on purpose, but it's something that we just do because it becomes our habits, right? So our habits, it takes 21 days to build a habit because it takes 21 days to kind of build a neural pathway in your brain, right? But the upside to this is really great, because the same way that you build a negative habit, you can build a positive habit. So that's why you can actually train your brain to think differently than it is right now, because whatever you repeat to yourself unconsciously or the most becomes what you believe consciously, and then what you believe consciously becomes, you know, your habits, what you do on a daily basis, how you operate, how you do things, right? So anxiety, a lot of the times, can be used as a tool. So, yeah, it can be used as a tool. I like to say, like, anxiety can be a great compass, right? So when something feels icky or sometimes, you know, feels just not aligned with you and you're getting too stressed out or too overwhelmed, et cetera, sometimes it's a good hint that your body is giving you, saying, hey, let's not do this, right? Obviously, you have to be really skilled in your recovery to identify, is it just catastrophizing anxiety, or is it just, you know, my body giving me a cue? But I really, really believe that when we get up close, very personal and intimate with our body, and we get to know it very, very well, we will know the way that it talks to us, right? So we're going to know when we get anxiety that is, you know, directing us in another direction, for example. A lot of healing yourself from anxiety, though, has a lot to do with just, like you read from the book, it has to do with breaking up with your addictions and your bad habits. So a lot of people, kind of like the room example that you were giving about co-creating, right? A lot of people want to stop being anxious or stop being depressed or, you know, change their life around, but they're not necessarily willing to make the changes necessary in order to see changes, right? Because you need to commit to something for at least 21 days to change your habit. So anxiety is essentially, you know, a bad habit by itself, right? But then you also get a lot of bad habits and addictions because of the fact that you feel anxious. So it's a lot of words that I'm throwing out here, but the main point that I like to say is anxiety can be your friend. Anxiety does not need to be your biggest enemy. You just need to kind of learn what your body is telling you and what your body is speaking to you. Essentially, I like to say that anxiety is just a huge call from your body saying, hey, listen to me, hey, love me, or hey, let's change something. So does that kind of answer your question with a lot of words that I just spit out?
Yeah, that wasn't a lot of words at all. It was totally fluid. And it makes a lot of sense because I love that idea of being like, okay, anxiety is saying something's wrong. And again, not putting judgment around the wrong piece of it and just exploring it and being curious. I love using the word curious instead of like judging, because I think judging puts more negative connotations on things. So what you're saying about this idea of, okay, like I'm feeling unsettled, something doesn't feel right, I'm starting to feel those anxious feelings, or I'm getting shaky or getting nauseous, or you know, just those like horrible, like, oh my God, it's not necessarily like it's a good thing. I mean, it's like your intuition is on point with something and you've got to figure it out and you've got to, it's not the end of the world. It's just navigation.
I love that. Exactly. It's navigation. It's like an inner compass of sorts, right?
Yeah. So I love this idea of the compass, because you use the compass then to navigate through. And really what I'm gathering from what you're saying is that anxiety is really just a stem of your intuition.
Yes. And a lot of people actually ask me this question, and I always been very careful of how I answer it, because, you know, with the mental health world, things can be, you know, put together wrongly. And the answer that I give to people, though, who say, like, I always think something bad is going to happen, you know, it's not necessarily your intuition, though. That can just be a lesson. Anxiety also acts as a lesson, right? So that could, the fact that you think something bad is going to happen 24/7 doesn't necessarily mean that's your intuition saying the world is ending, right? It can just be a lesson for you to strengthen your trust in the universe, right? I've never met someone who has anxiety, like mild to severe, that, you know, didn't need to learn something very, very deep for their life purpose or mission from having anxiety, right? So anxiety can serve, you know, as a tool, but it also serves as a huge lesson. So I like to evaluate anxiety on a case-to-case basis, because every single person lives it differently. So, I mean, there's general examples that I can throw out there, but the way that anxiety acts, it's a very fascinating concept that I'm actually obsessed with understanding and, you know, explaining. But if you just take away the fear of it, you can look at it from a clear perspective. And that is a huge message that I try to get across to people.
Awesome. I love that. That does clarify a lot. And I'm glad that you're really cautious about it too, like you said. So you're not just saying like, oh yeah, like your intuition is telling you that everything's terrible and like everything's falling apart. So it's kind of working with that piece of it. So some more kind of around that side of things. What advice can you give to someone that is actually looking to, I'm sure some of our listeners right now are actually even, you know, kind of have worked through a lot of their anxiety, have overcome some of their challenges and working with those energies, and they're in a more clear space now. And they actually want to work more with their intuitive side.
and work with it in a way that maybe they can connect better with their angels, connect better with their guides. What are some tools that you have in that side of things?
So that's a great question, because I really like to incorporate angelic work with anxiety-free coaching work, because the two really go hand in hand more than anybody currently wants to admit in the mass kind of population, I find. But the thing with having, either if you have a full-blown anxiety disorder or you have some pretty paralyzing fears, the way that the angels can help and the spiritual practice can help is, again, it takes away the fear and it brings back your trust. So a lot of, you know, generalized anxiety disorders has to do with, you know, building your trust with the universe again. And I have people, clients, usually clients find me when they've tried everything. And, like, that's my favorite client, because they're willing to do a spiritual kind of practice towards their anxiety. But really, when someone is willing to put in the spiritual work to heal anxiety or to heal fear, essentially you heal the anxiety and then you heal the fear, because you don't have the worry about it anymore. It is basically you kind of like make a little, I like to say trade, you know, you make a trade with, you give away fear and you take back love, right? Which is what is yours, which is who you are, right? So generalized anxiety disorders, I say a lot of the times the underlying hurt of them is that you just don't trust in life, that you're terrified to be living on the planet at this time. Your soul's like, what is happening here, right? So that's a lot of the work that I do is, you know, let's build your trust with the universe. Let's build your trust with your body. And then let's also build your trust with the relationship that you have with life, right? And that really does a 360 for people, a huge 360, because their entire kind of, the way that they operate, their brain anyway, like the thoughts, the way that they operate changes drastically. So it's beautiful. I say it's really bringing back in the trust aspect. You need trust in order to not fear. And again, like that quote or that saying, I don't know who it's from, but it's coming to me right now. You know, you can't have faith. I think it's A Course in Miracles. You can't have faith and worry at the same time in your brain, right? So you're going to have to pick which one or which, you know, operating system you're going to operate out of. So I say, you know, most people would like to operate out of love because it gives you the best life possible. And then that's the work that I do, right? I just connect you back with love. That's why I'm here.
I love that. That's amazing. I think everyone should kind of have some kind of inkling of what their mission is. And I love that yours is, I connect people back to love.
Hell yes. Beautiful. That is like why I'm here.
Like that's gorgeous. My mission is to connect people to the present moment.
And
that to find
is
joy
like
within it.
Yes, hell yes. That is such a huge mission. You have a lot of work to do, right?
Is everyone listening present right now? If you are, I'm doing my job. So, that's gorgeous. And I agree with what you said about it really just comes down to trust. A big theme that was coming up for me this past weekend when I was in Kundalini was our master teacher, Gurmukh. She was talking to us a lot about this idea of you have two choices. You can be stressed out or you can trust. And that really is all it comes down to. Trust is merely the opposite of stress. Stress is merely the opposite of trust. You can't have both in the same container. It won't work. They'll kind of, the container will break. It will burst because there's too much conflicting energy and nothing will get accomplished. And so that's why you really have to make a choice. Do you want to stress out? Sure. And I'm sure things will probably wind up still working out for you if you're super stressed. They always do in the end. Or you can just trust. It's a little uncomfortable. It's a little bit awkward. That's okay. But you work with it and you see that things work out and you feel like, oh, that was a lot better. I'm not so exhausted. I'm not so tired. I don't feel like I'm fighting anything.
Right. And when you take that pressure, like the fear pressure, I like to call it, off your shoulders, what you get, though, is essentially what your mission is, Danielle. Like, it's just to enjoy the present moment, to find joy within it. So, I mean, and I think that's essentially everything that we want, right? There's layers and layers and layers of surface wants that I like to call them. So there's the car, the house, the job, the dress, you know, everything like that, the boyfriend, everything. But why are you wanting those things? It's because you truly want happiness, right? And you think these things will give you the happiness. So again, it's all what we actually want is inner peace and happiness. So
yeah,
that's a whole thing, right?
No, it's true. Yeah, I mean, that's all we want. We want love, and we want it in a peaceful way. Yeah. And if we can just bring that into our missions and keep spreading this word, it's gorgeous. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to unmute all the lines, and if anyone wants to speak, they are welcome to. And if not, that's okay too, but I just want to make sure that I'm giving that option out there. If anyone would like to speak to Emily or I, the lines are open.
Yeah, ask us questions, anything. Let's do it.
If you're looking for something with your angels, or you're looking for advice in that way, feel free to speak up.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm tuning in from Tampa, Florida. My name is Nita, and
hi.
I just wanted I was just actually just calling to let you know that I've been listening for the last hour with my dog, Yogi, and we just are soaking in the good vibration, and we just love hearing your voice.
Aw, that's beautiful.
So that's really,
so sweet.
I don't really have a question. I just wanted to, like, kind of put that out there.
Thank you,
so
Nita.
Much.
I so appreciate that. Emily, is anything like coming through or anything that like you feel like you want to tell Nita and Yogi?
Yeah, your dog. Do you sleep in your bed with the dog?
Yes, he's in the bed with me right now.
Okay, it's a brand new question, but I am going somewhere with it. So I just get that your dog is really, you can get messages through your dog a lot. So do pay attention to what his energy, I'm sure you all already do, but I'm feeling your dog is very, very connected. So definitely just be paying attention to what he's up to, what he responds to. If you have any like difficult decisions to make in your life, go and sit with him and just see his energy. Talk, say it out loud, even like decisions. I don't know where I'm going with this at all, but if you do have a decision that you need to make or something that you're trying to decide on, go sit with your dog and then talk to the dog about the decision and see the reaction of the dog. Your angels are talking to you through that beautiful Yogi dog. Okay.
That's great. No, I've been talking to him a lot lately. So that's good to know.
Awesome.
So thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you spoke up.
Yay. Okay. Thanks, Nita. And thank you, Yogi, for encouraging Nita to listen with you.
You got it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to say or talk to us?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jill Gropper.
Hi, Jill.
And I was so inspired by your call, ladies, that I was feeling this energetic, like, vibration in my heart space. And I wanted to just kind of get your energetic advice on this, because both of you kind of have read me before. And I have this opportunity that has finally come into place, and it happens to be an integration of a friend of mine who is launching this 21-day cleanse, and has actually invited me to do my first meditation, kind of co-creating this area with her, and it's quite a large to-do. And I was just kind of wanting your, both of you, to kind of feel it out and maybe give me any kind of signs that you might be feeling.
Okay, Danielle.
Yeah. So,
yeah, you
take
the lead on
this one. Interesting for me. Yeah, because this is what's interesting for me right now. okay, if you're being given this opportunity, which sounds really great, and it sounds like something that could be really fun for you, right? And
yes.
something that you enjoy. Yeah?
Yes.
However, what I'm sensing is there some kind of fear around your ability to actually do this? It's not so much that you don't want to, but and not even that you're capable, but almost like the fear of putting yourself out there and being a resource and actually allowing yourself to do something that you might actually enjoy. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sensing there's some hesitation around that. It's not so much do you want to do it or not, because I'm feeling that when you first got it, the opportunity, your first instinct was, yes, this is great. Oh, this is amazing. I'm going to help, you know, these people, and I can find ways to kind of make it work in my, you know, not in my favor, but work in a way that I can relate to them. And then now it's almost like you're starting to, like, run it, play it more and more in your head, and you're actually like, wait a minute, like, can I do this? Do I want to do this? Am I ready? This means I'm
right.
moving forward.
Yeah. Completely. The energy, that's why when the two of you were speaking and, you know, both of you, I've worked with both of you, so you know my energy. And this has been the divine plan. And I've been told
yes.
over and over again, as you both know, that the time is, you know, it's right there, Jill. It's right there. And now I'm given this opportunity feeling, just like what you said, Danielle, this energy is, it's definitely fear because I'm ready to do it. It's just I want to get that feeling from, you know, both of you if you're getting any kind of like, yeah, Jill, this is it.
So, yeah, I want to just, like, chime in with the beautiful Jill. Jill. I do really love you, and you know that.
I love you.
What I'm getting, so I have two things that I'm getting for you right now. The
yeah.
first one is I'm getting from Michael, obviously, Archangel
yeah.
Mike. I am getting the kind of exercise could give you, like, well, actually, it's more like of a question. He's saying, ask her in 6 months, will you look back on this opportunity? I'm going to start from the beginning. If you wouldn't take this opportunity in 6 months, would you look back and regret it? This is how you're going to know if you're like hesitating from a place of fear or from a place of alignment. So does that make sense?
Yes. The key word right there, Emily, was alignment. Yeah. Is this aligned with me? If I take action and I, which is something that I have, you know, in that way, it's waiting for the right opportunity to integrate with the right person in this circumstance, which will definitely start to open a lot of, you know, pathways to the next level, which, you know, when I'm ready, they appear.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
So
I'm feeling the alignment, yes. The word alignment.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because the way that I like to say, like, when we're hesitating about something, because sometimes we can hesitate and it's from a place of, okay, well, this doesn't feel aligned with me, right? But then
yeah.
we have to recognize, is it because of that, or is it because of either like a resistance because of a fear-based belief somewhere somehow that we have happening, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I really, really want to say to you is you need to step into the light. Like, I'm just seeing again, like, you have like a huge, like, again, like, I'm pretty sure I've already got this vision for you, but I'm going to say it anyway, if you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, I see you, seriously, like, on a stage again, but with, like, a light beam. So it's almost like you need to step into, don't stop dancing around the light beam, like, go straight into, like, just go into the light beam. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Totally.
So
yeah.
Step into the light, my beauty. Step into the light. It is the time.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm feeling it, and it was just, you know, again, it's not odd, it's God, ladies, that I'm listening to you at this meeting today, and I just kind of I'm using the word alignment. I'm feeling very aligned. So yes.
Good.
Perfect. All right.
Good.
So,
yeah.
So good talking to you both, and your show was fabulous. Thank you.
We love
Thanks,
you.
Girl.
Love
we
you,
love
girl.
You. And please, you're the one that says it the best. The light has come.
Absolutely.
Lesson number 75, Course in Miracles.
Absolutely.
And you know it. You say that because it's your truth. That's your alignment.
Absolutely. And it is definitely, yes. I'm very, very much aligned with 75 tonight.
Yeah, love it.
Thank
okay,
you.
So we have
you. All right, girls, you have
thank
a good night.
Thank you so much, Jill. Thank you.
Love you.
We have time for one more person if they have any other comment or feedback they want to share. Otherwise, we'll be wrapping up for the evening.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Who do we have? Hi.
Oh, you can hear me.
I can hear you. I don't know who
you
is.
This is Ruby.
Ruby! We love
Hello,
you.
My
All
angel
these
and
that
goddess.
We love calling in. Hi. My galactic goddess.
Galactic goddesses unite. Thank you for putting together a beautiful, inspiring show full of angel goodness. I really enjoyed it. And I have a question.
Woohoo, shoot.
So I've been tested a lot this year. And I'm feeling like I'm just starting to gain my footing back and my grounding. But I'm not feeling the messages. And I've continuously asked to hear messages. I've continuously asked to receive them. And then I wait patiently. I'm not forcing anything. I'm just allowing. And yet I'm not hearing anything.
First thing that came to me straight off the bat, this is Emily talking, by the way.
Hi.
Hi. Are you going outside a lot?
I'm going outside the same amount.
Okay. Are you paying very close attention to outdoor or nature signs?
Yeah, so hummingbirds are a sign, and
okay.
They're always around.
Okay. I actually want to give you some type of homework, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I think you should make kind of an agreement to spirit or a kind of, an agreement to spirit, just saying that you want to have your signs a certain way and your signs will come to you in that way. Are you precise with the signs that you do want? Because sometimes we need to get very detailed for the universe to like straight, or for angels anyway, to straight on kind of like, I see it kind of like almost kind of a Harry Potter like wand thing to like connect right to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I had initially asked for hummingbirds, and I see them everywhere. I also have a feeder on my patio though, so
yeah,
I just feel like okay, they're always around. I don't get it.
Right. I'm sorry, okay. So then I would say ask for more precise signs, you know,
okay.
Journal about which ways you would feel really, really clear on the signs. You know, is it through a stranger that comes up to you randomly? Is it a sensation? Is it a thought that you get on a constant, you know, basis? Is it kind of like, you know, a new client coming up? You know, whatever it is, you can straight up just ask for the sign very, very detailed. And that sign will come. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
I'm also like hearing like just keep owning your power and thinking big. Like your mission is of a great caliber. So, I know that you're so like you're so aligned with your mission and your power. So just keep stepping into it. Just keep stepping into it. Every time you get tested, just dream bigger. Put your attention on the dream. Go bigger, 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 bigger. Does that make sense?
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sure Danielle wants to grift about this too, but I just kind of went for it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did. No, it was funny. The first thing that I heard when you said that, I literally immediately heard, like, it was like, she's not asking for things big enough. Like, the requests that she's making aren't really in alignment to what she's doing right now. So, like, by seeing... Like, if you ask for something, like a sign, they're like, okay, we'll give you that sign, like the hummingbird, we'll give it to you, but now what do you want? What does that actually really mean? And so they're just saying almost like cut to the chase more and don't worry so much about the signs per se, but almost like when Emily was like, maybe it'll come through in a client, like trying to focus more on receiving the signs in alignment with the big requests that you want. Let them be the signs and let them be the messages when you actually just get what it is that you need. And what you're looking for.
So I could just, I could really just ask for the sign in the form of a new client.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Instead of being vague book about it. Yes. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And so, because I mean, I've been in that before too. I'm like, well, I need to see a yellow flower on the sidewalk, you know, in order to know that I need to do this. And it's like, they're like, no, just ask us. Like, you know, this is what I want. Can you just bring it to me, please? I request you to. I have a story, which I'm not going to bring on the radio show tonight, but you guys, I want everyone to look out for my video. I lost my phone over the weekend. And long story short, I basically was just like, I want my phone back. Like, I was literally just like, I want my phone back. Like, please bring it back to me. And I got it back. I didn't even have to go get it. Someone brought it to me. It was delivered, like, literally right to me. So, and it was just kind of long story short, it was just a lesson to me to just say, like, just ask for what you need. Be really, like, just, you know, upfront about it. Don't be ashamed. And just ask for what you need and let that request be your sign when you actually get it.
Okay.
And
then check in with your energy of receiving, too. Just see where that is with you right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I will. Yeah.
You have such a big mission. So
I know. She does.
Yeah. I believe it, and I know it, and I know I can feel that the goal, which is way, you know, not right now, what I can feel what it is that I want to manifest, and I understand that it's happening, and I get it, and it's the knowing. It's the how, and it's the time in between, and it's me getting in my own way. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And that's the Virgo in me, and I'm overthinking everything.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Just, you know, letting go of the control, too. Just you know, it's going to come if you truly, truly, truly believe, you know, and I know you're like the manifestation queen, right?
Yeah.
So, you know all of this, but for the signs, you can do the same thing. Like, get very detailed. Like, why is it that you want the sign? What would it bring you? Everything like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The more detailed you are about what it is that you want, the more detailed they can give it to you, right?
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Sometimes what I do when I'm having difficulty and I'm asking for something and it's not coming through, I definitely get into a conversation about it. And it's almost like you know, when you're growing up and you ask your mom for something and she'll say, well, why do you want that? Well, you've got to explain. Be like, well, here's the supporting evidence as to why I want this. And then it's like, oh, okay, now I get a little bit more. But like if growing up you're like, mom, I mean, my mom wasn't like this. I was just like, get me that doll, she'd be like, like maybe sometimes. And sometimes she'd be like, okay, sure. But other times she'd be like, why do you need that? And then I would have to tell her. Be like, well, I need this doll because my other doll needs a doll to play with and blah, 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 blah. And another thing I do now in like my adult life with my business, I like to let, when I'm feeling blocked and I'm not, you know, something's not moving forward in the way that I want it to, I ask my guides to, I let my guides know that we're in this together, we're a team, and to remind them that in order for me to move forward with my mission, like, this is something that I'm going to find to be a valuable tool, and I would love for them to come in and help me with it. It's something that we all do together. So if I'm looking for a new client, it's something that we all get to work with this client together. Or if, you know, I'm putting out a new video, like, I want them to watch the video and have fun with it too. So, like, invite them in to have fun with you on this journey. And you know, again, just keep asking and being really clear, like Emily said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yay. Do you feel better? Do you feel good about the answer?
I do. I feel really good.
Yay.
Good.
Let us know how it is.
Yeah, let us know how it manifests or where, how it comes. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Insert YouTube awesome video here.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
And I just heard, thank you, Ruby. All right. Thanks, guys, for calling. Nita, Jill, you guys are beautiful, so thank you. Okay, so we have gotten to a point where it's time to wrap on this evening. It went by so fast, as it always does. And Emily, it was so lovely having you. We riff all the time, and now we got to do it officially for other people.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
It went by so fast.
I know, doesn't it? It's wild. So before we wrap, just let our listeners know again, you know, a little bit about like you, if you have any promotions going on or how they can get in touch with you.
Perfect. So essentially I am reachable on all my personal social media. So I have a Facebook, Twitter, Emily Obey. That's how you say my last name, by the way. Obey.
Okay, not Obave.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's an O there. See the O there? So it's Obey. It's like, it's just a French name. So anyway, Emily Obey 13 is my Instagram and my Twitter. I'm always posting Instagram pictures about, I kind of use it as a journal, so I really love it. I also have all of Anxiety Free Community's social media where you can connect with me further. We have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram too. As for my coaching business, you can find me at www.emilyandepiphanies.com, and there's all my coaching services. Right now, I am taking in new one-on-one clients for May, so that's really exciting. I have two different kinds of programs. I have my Love Before Fear program, and I have my Magic 4 program. If you're interested in more information, definitely reach out. I also obviously offer an ample amount of angel card readings, as it's one of my favorite things to do in the whole wide world. And I just love connecting with anybody who needs to talk or anybody who wants, you know, to connect with me. I'm always so humbled and grateful that we somehow come together in the world at this time. So really do reach out to me. Never feel like you're annoying me. I love hearing from everybody. So it's been awesome talking with you, Danielle. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show.
Oh my goodness, of course. And I just noticed in our chat room, because it just keeps flowing, the love keeps flowing. Tracy says, just wanted to say hello, Emily and Danielle, XL. I wanted to give
a shout out to Tracy.
We love you. Yeah. So and clearly I adore you. So thank you so much for just, you know, your enthusiasm and your excitement and coming on here with me and, you know, not only on the airwaves tonight, but just in general for being such a beautiful support sister in my life. So just, you know, thank you. I think you're incredible and you have so much work to do on your mission to bring people to love, and you're doing it and you're going to keep doing it. And it's just freaking amazing. So I'm so proud of you.
I love you so, so much as well. And we're going to have to somehow collaborate even more. So watch out for that, everybody. It's going to come to you soon. I'm positive.
Mm-hmm. Astrology and angels, just saying.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming to a computer near you. Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much. Everyone knows how to get in touch with you. We'll be in touch soon. And enjoy the rest of your night.
Beautiful. Bye.
Thanks, love. Bye, Emily. All right. So that's our show for this evening. It was so much fun. I loved having her. I can't say it enough. If you guys are looking to get in touch with me, again, my name is Danielle Mercurio. My website is daniellemercurio.com. Under construction, it's like almost done. So you can always go to newyoucitycoaching.com, which has information about my one-on-one coaching services, as well as information on the astrology readings I do, which I love to blend in with my coaching, as well as doing tarot and angel cards and Kundalini now too. As of Sunday, I am now a Kundalini instructor. So I have my first class in New York City this Thursday in Union Square, and I have other events in the city. So I would love, if you are in my area, to come join me for a class. All right, everyone. So I hope that you, or I trust, I know, I believe that you had some takeaway from tonight. And so just honor that and continue to keep your heart open, choose love over fear, and really commit to finding a new way, to opening yourself up to the possibilities, and to always, always, please just keep dreaming. Good night, everyone. Thank you.